Okay, the reading just before Nick and the elders come to speak, the reading that we're going to, that I've been asked to read today, is from Joshua chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. Okay, I'm just trying to find 9. Okay. Joshua then said to the Israelites, "Draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan. So now select 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing toward the sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel were crossing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Right, I'm going to hand over. Okay.
Right, hello, good morning, family. So we have no sermon this morning. Am I meant to put a slide on, Nick? Yes. No sermon today, but feedback from the Leaders' Day and feedback from our month of prayer in January. So I'm just going to set the scene, really, for what led up to our... we've gone too far. Can we just go back one, Andy? I think we're into context. That's right. So the context of what led up to our month of prayer, really, where it came from and how we came to be doing that. And then Nick is going to talk a little bit more about it, and David is going to finally pull it together at the end, I think. I think that's the plan. So it's our month of prayer in January and looking at the feedback. Now, we have a great church here with lots of different ministries, don't we? But sometimes we have to just step back, a review of what we're doing, and just see where God wants to take us for the future. And this is important, isn't it? Because it's our whole church. And this is why we felt it was important to devote a church morning, a meeting, to talk about it, rather than just kind of sending out an email or, you know, just doing a notice. We really wanted to devote time for this because it's important. And the Bible and church history are full of examples of people and organisations who've changed what they've been doing and who've moved on because of what they've heard God saying to them. This church has been here since, what do we say, the 17th century, I think. And a lot, am I right there? Somebody's saying something, yes, something like that. And during that time, there had been a lot of changes, inevitably. And Sharon spoke about us all going on a journey together. And this journey has been going on for a long time. And this is our bit, isn't it? This is sort of where the baton has been passed to us to take us on to the next stage. People have come before us and people will come after us. But this is our stage of the journey. So let's just look at some background of how we came to have the month of prayer. Do you remember, initially, we were looking at the back hall, weren't we? And we had a consultation. Do you remember, a lot of people came and put in their thoughts and comments and ideas about what we should do in regards to the back hall. And that's what we had the consultation about, whether to refurbish or not or what. And out of that came the thinking, well, where are we going, actually, anyway? It brought us up a wider question. What is our vision? What do we think is our mission here? Not just for the back hall, not just for the building, but for us together as a church. What's our vision? What is our mission here? Where might God be wanting to take Bourne Baptist Church in the months and years ahead? So we pondered this. Nick, us elders, and Paul Davis, and we pondered this for a month or two, really. And that's where the idea came from, to have this intentional month of prayer, where we really seek the Lord seriously. And we believe that God has spoken to us during this time. And that's exciting. It excites me. God has spoken to Bourne Baptist Church. And that's exciting. Spoiler alert. The leadership has produced certain areas where we feel the Lord is taking us as we go on forward on our journey together. But I'm not going to tell you what they are, because they're going to come up later, so you have to listen. They'll come up later as the morning goes on, and it's exciting. It excites me, I tell you. Anyway, many people came to the prayer meetings, and thank you all for doing that, because we had a really good turnout. We wondered at first, you know, would people come or would they not? And really, it was so good, and so, I was going to say rewarding, that's not quite the right word, but it was so good to see everyone coming together. And a lot of people heard from the Lord during that time, through prayer, through meditation, through Bible reading. Lots of people heard from the Lord, and a lot of people sent in their contributions and their words, and that was wonderful. And we valued everybody's contribution, every single one. We looked at them all in detail. Their names were removed, so it was anonymous. We didn't feel it was right to sort of think, oh, you know, so-and-so said this. So we didn't do it like that. We removed the names, so it was anonymous. But really, I want to honour everybody who came, and for the commitment and the input and the sort of dedication that we had. It was really good. Whether you sent anything in or whether you didn't, it was all so valuable. And so that's why we wanted to just devote some time this morning to going over it all. So just to finish my bit, a week last Saturday, the leadership had a full day away. We went to Morton, we took a packed lunch, we took a picnic with us, and we looked at every single contribution. And believe me, there were a lot. There were pages and pages. We looked at every single contribution. We discussed in small groups, we discussed in large groups, we had several times of prayer. And from that came some clear areas of priority for our church going forward. And that's what we're going to hear about in a few minutes. There are still lots of questions. I mean, it's not cut and dried. It won't be done by next weekend. There are still questions. It's a work in progress. We're journeying together on this. But there are still some clear priorities that we believe the Lord has told us about going forward. So I think that's what I wanted to say, just to set the scene. I'm going to ask Nick now to come up and tell us more about the progress and the outcome. Thank you, Nick.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to come and consolidate what the leadership did following the month of prayer. As you already are aware, as Kate said, we took what people had sent in, recorded it, processed it, sent it round the leadership. It wasn't just I was looking at them. The leadership together looked at them. They had time before we met to pray over them and to consider what maybe God is saying, identifying key factors. As you can see, so we sent stuff out, and then we had an opportunity on the 15th of Feb to come back together and feed back in. It's a bit of a, the day was a really blessed day. It was a bit of a, quite a heavy day, personally, because it was like big responsibility. Big responsibility to really pull together to discern what God is saying. It was a great expectation to think, well, what God, what are you saying? How do we do this? I don't know if you've ever had to try and organize one of these sort of days, but it's not easy because there is a lot of weight on it. We wanted, as Kate said, to honor the church. We really wanted to honor the church. We wanted to really ensure we did justice to all that was shared. And David and Kate and others assembled lists of things. These are key themes. Well, this is, look at this, the number of words that came out that were the same. And I'm going to refer back to them in a minute. But as with most days, when we come together as a leadership, we begin often with a welcome activity where we just get to know each other, because it's out of relationship, isn't it? It is out of relationship that we walk together. So I now know what sweets our leaders like from the quality street tub and why they've chosen that particular colour. A lot of them like the purple one. But we did that. We came together. We spent some time in worship. As a leadership, we always seek to build our days together out of a time of worship. And this was especially the case. We really wanted to ensure that we had worship, that we were coming before God. So the intention of our worship was to put our thinking into the context of adoration, confession of sin, confession of our faith, and silence. And in this, we were then enabling ourselves to prepare our minds and emotions, our hearts, for listening to God. And then we concluded our time with sharing communion with one another. Because of the significance of the day, we wanted to come out of a place of closeness with God. I then spoke on Joshua 3, the reading we had. I was particularly drawn to that as the month of prayer went on. It sort of came to me near the end of the month. About where the priests were being obedient to God's instruction. Stepping into the water. For once they stepped into the water, God did the rest. And I felt as a leadership, we needed to recognize that if we were obediently to take a step for God, then he would do the rest. He would do the rest. This day was a day when we stepped into the waters of discerning the words of God, and that he would draw us to the right conclusion. He would draw us to the right conclusion. So before we went on, I then actually gave an opportunity for some of the leaders to share, because some people from the leadership had shared during our times of praying, but some hadn't. So I thought, oh, does anybody from the leadership have anything they want to offer? Which was a real blessing to hear and to add to what we were going to be doing. the rest of the day, then went on to look about where we're going. We spent time as a whole leadership in this process. Now, I've given people some cake. If you've got a bit, if you've got a plate with a bit of cake, can you bring it to the front, please? Well done for not eating it. Thank you. I'm here. Thank you. You can go back. Yeah, you haven't got to. Lovely. He didn't, did he? Oh, he had a good nibble. I said, don't say anything.
Do we get it back later?
Thank you. Okay. It's all well and good for me to stand and talk, but I think it's good to have visual things as well. And the reason I've done that is because what we did on our discussion, because I was trying to think, well, before the week, how are we going to do this? So I talked with Paul and stuff, and it was, and from a conversation, we started, and it was suggested that we go, well, you start individually. So we started just like this, one slice of cake. So all the leaders had space as an individual, like one slice of cake. Sorry? No, you, I gave you, did give you some cake, but not a big cake. So we started off as individuals to think about what was being offered. And then I said, right, you've had some time by yourself. You've thought about it. You've processed it. Now we then move to the next size, which is a small group, where they then fed in as a small group. So each individual would share with two or three. It was three people of three, a group of three. Then we went from a three to a six. So then we went to like half a cake. And then we went to the whole leadership. So across the next 4 or 5 hours that we were together, we spent time by ourselves, and then we moved up, each time talking and sharing with one another about what we'd got, identifying things, picking out words, picking out themes. As you can see, so we started like that. That's probably a bit small, but you can see. So there was a rough list of some of the common words used. Prayer, praying, prayer, or pray, praying, prayer. Not just, that was 16 or so times, but that's because some messages had the word prayer in it an awful lot. But these were each individual. So these were, it came up across 16 or 17 times in words that had been given by a number of people. And you can see there's numbers there. And there were more, but I couldn't fit them all on the screen. So we stopped at those. There are others that came twice or once. And some really interesting, fear. Blockages. So there were lots of words that we thought, oh, okay, that reoccurred. Oh, okay, God's saying something through this, through these words. So we spent time in these groups talking about it. And then those, so the threes went to sixes, and then they talked, and then they were able to sift. And then we had some passages of scripture. One of the ones that came up several times was the one from Chronicles. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So God, we really believe God was speaking through words. And then we had themes. These are some of the themes that we discerned through our conversations that we had. We picked up change,
church community, risks, young people, listening to God through prayer, Bible reading, local community engagement, blockages, Holy Spirit, children. So these were some of the themes that we identified. And then within the process, I also sought to identify activities. Because some people had shared, well, maybe we should be trying this. Maybe we should be trying this. They offered points that focused more on potential activity. Identifying areas of need through liaising with professionals was identified, suggested. Weekly meals after school for those who need it. Alternative gatherings on a Sunday morning. Study courses on specific themes. And many others. And it's appropriate to recognize that behind these practical activities, they offer an outworking of the gospel. Because it's through the gospel, through doing these, we are able to share the gospel, the love and the service. We want to, again, as Kate said, we want to say thank you. Because it's appreciated that you did. Everyone came and prayed and shared, contributed. And we did. We spent time wrestling through what was it? What is God? Is he saying this? Is he saying this? And we've ended up with four. And David's going to come in a minute, but I'm going to say what these four are. We've identified four themes that we believe are key for our church. I'm not going to let you see them because I went too quickly. Right. Andy, can you just move it back one? Thank you. So we feel these are, from our time that we've been together, through our discerning, we believe that as a church, these are key themes for us. The Holy Spirit. Children and young people, families. Stepping out. Not being fearful. Getting back to basics. So these are four themes that we identified by the end of the day, because I'd asked people at the end, so let's focus on what the four key themes. Because we've gone up, so that's great. So what are the four key things that we feel God is revealing? The last comment I'm going to make before I sit down is in this week, as I was preparing, the following was shared with me. It says this: we need to remember that God wants the best for our church more than we do. God wants the best for our church more than we do. As I mention this, I'm going to hand over to David, who's going to sum up and just offer some more on our four themes.
So what does all this mean for us as Bourne Baptist Church? Where are we going? How does it affect us as a church? And as already been mentioned, this has come just a couple of weeks after we met. So clearly there's lots of things going around our head. So there are no definite things, but there are clear steps forward. And we'd love your feedback too as we go forward. So this morning was, as we've heard, just an update. We want you to know that we've not ignored where we are. We are moving forward. We have looked at your words, as Nick has already said, and we are taking notice of them and spent time seeing how they gel together. And it's wonderful, isn't it, when you get so many notices and suddenly they all start to gel together. They make sense. That's just like God was in control. Isn't that amazing? Well, of course, we know that he is. And so that's why we're here. By the way, if you're new here or this is your first time and you're a visitor, then I trust you also see the excitement we feel as a church seeking where God wants us to go. So we discussed all this feedback and we came up with those four headings that Nick has already mentioned, and there they are. Holy Spirit, children and youth, stepping out and back to basics. Now you might not remember those, so to help you out, Nick has produced these little cards for you to take. So as you leave this morning, make sure that you get one of these. Nick will have them, so make sure, and if someone's talking to Nick, just say, op it. No, just say, excuse me, I need one of those. Make sure you get one of these. We want you to take them, to look at it, to put it with your Bible, where you pray, on the wall, whatever, somewhere you will see this, and remember these four headings, and pray into them. Lord, how do we see more of your Holy Spirit? What sort of gifts are we going to see you move among us? That we're open to passion by your Holy Spirit, listening to what your Holy Spirit is saying, teaching about how we may know more about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is leading to us. We want us each how better to encounter with the Holy Spirit in a fresh, new way. Because without the Holy Spirit moving among us, well, we're kind of stuck. We need to know that move of the Holy Spirit. And then the second one talks about children and youth. We are so blessed, aren't we, with the children and young people. It's great to see you staying because we want you to know about this too. We want you to pray about this. We want you to be involved with this. It's not just some of us who are in a position or of a certain age or have been Christians for years or anything like that. This is for each one of us that counts this church as our spiritual home. So children and young people, how can we best reach out, teach them to reach out to new ones in the town of Bourne, to empower and encourage Nathan and Mahala in the work that they do, to keep them fresh and built up, and know that we want to encourage them, and seeing more young people and children in our community here at Bourne Baptist Church. And then the theme of stepping out. Because if we're going to move forward in this journey that we've spoken about, we need to step out. Each journey, doesn't it, begin with one step. There were many steps to my journey here this morning as we walked to church, but the first step was as important as the last step that brought me into the building. We step out. So we're thinking of things like trusting God. Prayer, so important. That came up quite a few times. Courage. We need courage as we step out into new things. That may and will involve risk, or it looks like a risk. Of course, if God is in it, it's not a risk, but taking steps that make absolutely no sense at all in the natural. But we know God's saying it, and being willing to step out in faith to things that don't make sense. And we look at things and think, how's that going to happen? To submit to what God is saying. And enabling each one of us to do those things. And then also getting back to basics. As we move forward, we must never forget our roots. We must remember all our basics that God has led us from. To be devoted in prayer, outreach, surrender, reaching out to the community, passionate, repenting of things that may get in the way. Remembering our roots and recommitting our lives afresh to Jesus. Our prayer lives and our passion building up. Welcoming and caring and loving each other and new people. And I was encouraged that as I looked at all your comments and looked at these four headings, how would they all fall into at least one of these boxes? They cover each of the comments that came in some way. So I believe that we are called to be a people who are clearly led by the Holy Spirit, getting back to the core of where God wants our walk to continue, remembering the history and the journey that we've been on so far and the journey that will continue into the future, stepping out courageously and prayerfully, stepping out from our comfort zones, and reaching out to our community with a focus on engaging with our children, young people, and to foster this all-age spirit-led church that we believe that God has already put on our hearts. So our journey continues together. Our journey in this new forward move going forward into what God wants us. It's exciting times. I'm excited that God wants to lead us into new things. Not that anything was wrong with what we were doing, but there are more things, exciting things, going forward in exciting ways. So what happens next? Well, we've told you all, you know all about it, so we can just forget it. Absolutely not. Today is step one of many, many steps forward. And we want to keep you constantly in touch as we put the flesh on the bones. So the leadership will continue to meet. We meet this week. We'll continue to make more time to look at these things, to see what the next step is and to move on it as God is leading, not dragging our feet, but moving hopefully according to God's timing, and to seek him to how to implement all these things. And if you've got feedback from today, then contact Nick. You know his email, it's on the news sheet, it's nick@bournebaptistchurch.org. Get in touch with Nick, tell him what you're thinking, and Nick will pass, like he did before, those comments on to us. So I hope this morning has been encouraging to you. I trust that you get a sense that we've got these four themes. We know the direction we're going in. We're beginning to take steps forward already. It's an encouraging time. We want each one of you to be part of this journey, to come with us in every inch that we go along that road into our community, reaching our community for Jesus. But please don't forget to take these cards and focus on these four areas. I trust you've been encouraged this morning. I trust you realize that this week, this month of prayer wasn't a waste of time. We haven't forgotten about it. It's absolutely vital to the forward move of the church, and we've taken on board everything that's been fed back. So please continue to pray for the leadership, for each one of us, as together we enjoy this journey.